the Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG, and guess who I have in the booth? Who is it?
I don't know who is it, Matt.
Oh, it's Red Bear.
Oh, my God! There's a bear.
Red Bear came
Red
back.
Bear is back.
You know, it's like,
hey guys,
you can't
you
keep
me.
Him out of this booth.
Not for
I
long.
I showed up.
Not
he was here. And so, yeah, we're here, and we welcome you to Experience Points. This is actually the interim season of Experience Points. I guess we're calling it season 5.5.
5.5.
5.5.
5.5, I like
it. Last episode was not as good because I didn't have Red Bear, and that's all I'm saying.
I had to come back to save the show.
Since he's here, what's that website, Bear?
Oh, man, that website? Oh, that was exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
You can also go to our social media outlets. It's facebook.com/experiencepoints, youtube.com/theexppoints channel, or follow us on Twitter at exp_points. We also have a Google Plus like page and stuff, but just go to exppoints.com.
Doesn't Google make you have a Google Plus page?
I think when you make a YouTube channel,
you automatically get one.
Yeah, so it's weird. It's like this 120-digit Google Plus ID. And no one can remember. I can remember like the first 50, but I can't remember the last like 68, so it's hard. Anyway, you go to exppoints.com, you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, and you'll see all the little rinky-dink, you know, icon things. You just push the buttons, and that's how you get there. You know what? We're not going to take a lot of time describing what we've been doing the last couple weeks because we got a butt ton of E3. E3
is
two-thirds
done.
I think it's three-thirds
done. It's full swing.
It's almost finished. We're only going to cover the Microsoft, the big press conferences, Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, EA, Ubisoft, and some of the other little extraneous things. But before that, what have you been doing, Bear?
Oh, well, I've been working on my gaming rig, getting it back up to speed.
Oh, yeah.
And I got it running.
Gaming rig's not a metaphor, is it? It's an actual
computer. It's an actual game. Gaming rig. Yeah, so upgraded to the 780 classified, and it's nice and everything.
You've been doing some hardware.
Oh, yeah, digging into the hardware. 32 gigs of RAM, 4 terabytes in RAID 1.
I feel it.
New SSD and all that. But, yeah, I got everything working just in time for Patch Tuesday.
Nice, yeah.
So that was fun.
Oh, that's right. You started playing WoW again.
I started playing WoW again,
yeah,
and
nice.
Logged in, and it's like, oh, server's down, patching. Bro,
welcome.
Like, I remember this.
Welcome back. See you in 5 hours.
Exactly.
When you're at work and can't do anything,
I might as well come record a show.
Might as well. It's been raining real hard too. Like, I imagine the internet's probably
it's been crazy.
Yeah. Like, okay, so it's been 95 degrees in southern Louisiana, and then it rained all day today. And it's probably going to rain all night tonight, and probably all day tomorrow,
and for the rest of eternity.
But it'll be really hot over the weekend, so I won't have any excuse to stay inside and play. But I've been pretty much doing the same thing. I've been contemplating talking with Bear about getting new hardware and everything, about him getting new hardware. New hardware.
You got the itch.
I've literally got a choice between trading in and getting a new motorcycle or buying an upgraded gaming rig. And
gaming
it's like,
rig.
And it's, you know, like before I'd be like, oh, definitely a gaming rig. And then I got the motorcycle, and now I'm like, oh, well, obviously motorcycle. But then I see what he's getting, and I'm like, but I want some of that too.
Some of that action over here.
Some of that action. But yeah, so I've been playing some games. I've been looking into getting into some betas. I played me some of that dogfight module for the, I think it's like Space Arena or whatever, for the Star Citizen
nice.
Beta that's out, or alpha that's out, whatever's in progress. But yeah, so that's what we've been doing. We're going to cut to a song, and then we'll come back, and we're going to hit you with the E3 Microsoft/EA press conference
it's
info.
Going down.
This is Villain Song by Kirby Crackle. I should say it right now. You know, this would make a perfect segue into, oh yeah, our retro game of the week is like Kirby's Adventures and whatever. No, we don't have a retro game this week. This is all
too many new
E3.
Games coming out.
Too many
retro.
New everythings. Anyway, we're going to play all the songs. This is Villain Song by Kirby Crackle. You're hearing it here on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Every time I build a robot fist.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And that was Villain Song by Kirby Crackle. We're going to break right into E3 because E3 has been happening this past week. Monday, Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. Monday, we saw the big press conference day. Largely, Tuesday and Wednesday have been sort of just on-the-floor days at E3 where you play and you experience all the cool stuff that was demoed at the press conferences. So we're going to roll right into the Microsoft and EA press conference right now. This is chronological, so as things were released or were demoed or were debuted, this is how we're going to sort of try to do it, at least at conference-wise. So we have a list of all the stuff. We took some notes.
We got notes written down.
We're smart people.
I like to think I'm fairly intelligent.
We've both been through school. We know how to take notes, mm-hmm. at least about video games.
I don't know how to study, but I know how to take notes.
No, but notes, they're important. Yeah. Especially, this is an open note show, too, so it's good. We're going to roll into the non-Xbox One exclusives, because I guess there's going to be a talking point later on where we're going to talk about like what it means to have really good exclusives versus what it means to have exclusive content. Exclusive content and exclusive games aren't the same thing. And I think we could probably rant an entire show about why are you doing this to your gamer base by doing separate content. But let's just ignore that for now.
Let's jump into it.
Xbox One or non Xbox One exclusive Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. We've seen this before. It's got
another
Kevin
Call
Spacey.
Of Duty.
Well, no, this one looks pretty cool. It's got Kevin Spacey.
This one looks much better than the previous one. That alone, you've said it, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. They've got a little bit more. There's some big budgetness behind this, and I don't mean big budget as in the game development. I mean there's actually a story that you should probably care about because Kevin Spacey.
All seen House of Cards at this point,
right? Let's see. We've got. I actually have not seen.
Wow,
House of
what
Cards.
Is wrong with you? Stop recording right now. And go
I don't
watch
have
House
Netflix.
Cards.
I don't have Netflix.
Oh, you don't have internet support. Netflix.
I don't. I've got stream as in the water falls faster than I can download.
That's terrible.
We've got Evolve. Which is, I haven't actually heard a lot about Evolve, but it was
not
announced.
Me neither. I was hoping you had, because
nope.
I have not.
Nope. It was announced, but we're going to move past
it. Everyone's excited. New Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed Unity. Now, this one actually has some pretty cool stuff.
Who
this is
like
debuting.
Assassin's Creed? I
can't remember if they said later this year or early next year, but this has 4-player co-op. That's something that this E3 is bringing back, co-op gameplay.
And that is one thing I love.
I'm loving how we're not necessarily going away from multiplayer, as in you against other people. We're going towards you with other people.
Which is what I like. I don't know if it's because I'm not competitive or what, but I like working together.
I like being able to, Little Big Planet was...
Little Big Planet was so much fun.
It's a game where you sometimes you need 4 people. You need you and three other friends. Or 2 people that you kind of like and at least 1 person who's going to support you,
Yeah,
but,
blah, blah.
This is another really good chance for Ubisoft to kind of overwrite all the bad things about Assassin's Creed 3 and all the mediocre things about Assassin's Creed 4.
Yeah.
I know Assassin's Creed Unity from the AI. The AI looks next gen. The AI is next gen. It acts and reacts next gen wise. As far as like the punching and the kicking and the swordy play, it doesn't really strike me as next gen, but they still got time. I don't think it's gold.
Yeah, this is only a preview at this point, so.
We'll Moving see. On, Dragon Age Inquisition. Dragon Age 2 was bad.
Dragon Age was not what I wanted.
Dragon Age 1 I thought was good.
Well, it was a good game, but it was about expectations for me. It was more like you're playing D&D by yourself.
Yes.
And that's not what I was expecting.
Yes.
I was playing the more play something like Skyrim or something.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
you can't play it like that. It doesn't work that way.
They didn't really show. I don't think that they showed much gameplay. I think they showed pure CG, pure CG, or if it was an engine.
No, it's always been really pretty.
Yeah, and again, BioWare. These are the same people that did Mass Effect and The Old Republic.
Really pretty.
Again, we're not going to talk about The Old Republic in any light, negative or positive. Rise of the Tomb Raider. This is coming out in 2015. This is for PC, Xbox One, PS4, and I'm not sure if it's for PS3 or whatever. But or
at
Xbox
that point, they probably won't be making it. For
no,
that.
I mean they're shying away from these really awesome next gen games. Rise of the Tomb Raider. This is supposed to be a direct sequel from the reboot, which was released last year, where Lara Croft has undergone a little bit of therapy and now is rising to be the great adventurer that we've come to know and obsess.
I'm just wondering what kind of new physics we're going to get this time.
Dude, they need to get the guys that work on Dead or Alive, Beach Volleyball.
That's what they need. They need that team working on
this. I'm just saying, that would sell. But this next game has no shortcomings when it comes to nudity, full-blown sex in the video game. The Witcher 3.
The Witcher.
And I have a little note next to this thing. I have sweet.
Sweet.
I see that. Dash sweet next to The Witcher 3. This is The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt. If you haven't played The Witcher 1 or Witcher 2 Enhanced Kings or whatever edition, they're not really easy games. They are very particularly difficult games, but they're worth the price of admission. Most certainly. On Steam or go on Good Old Games. I think they're even on Good Old Games, which is... Good Old Games, incidentally, is releasing GOG Galaxy, which is pretty much Steam for Good Old Games, which is...
Oh, that's going to be nice.
It's going to be bigger and better in concept. Make sure you, whenever you quote me, in concept is quoted, than Steam. But it's going to...
If it's better than the Steam, you heard it first from MG.
Witcher 1 and Witcher 2 are on Steam already. I think they're like maybe $5 and $9 the last time I checked. It's really good. Moving on, this is the last non-Xbox One exclusive from the Microsoft conference.
Yeah, Microsoft.
Tom Clancy, The Division. This is a third-person action-adventure, post-apocalyptic, MMO-inspired... I'm not even sure what it actually is, because they showed third-person, post-apocalyptic, looked like the Capitol or Los Angeles or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of tired of post-apocalyptic at this point.
I get
my fill with Fallout.
I don't know if Tom Clancy, The Division... which there was no Fallout 4 at this E3. Let me go ahead and say that.
I know,
And they couldn't show us the demo for Half-Life.
I was actually going to hope to like tease that all the way through and say that
they couldn't show the demo for Half-Life 3, but they said it's ready.
Well, you know what I've heard.
What have
about
you heard?
That?
That's a joke, by the way.
the engine is coming out soonish.
The Source engine?
Yeah, well, the Half-Life 3 engine or whatever. Okay. They're going to run Half-Life 3 on, supposedly. This is all hearsay.
I'm sure it'll be we'll get Team Fortress 3 first.
But they're not releasing Half-Life 3.
No.
They're going to release the engine and then redo all their current titles.
That's what
I've heard.
I can honestly say, and I've picked up Half-Life Source recently. Mm-hmm. I played a little bit of Half-Life Source and go, you know what? It's not worth the extra 2 gigabytes of download.
Did you play the mod... Black Mesa.
Yeah, the Black Mesa mod.
Yeah.
Yep. That's way better.
That was amazing.
I completely agree. Back on topic, I'm not sure if Tom Clancy The Division is actually a game in the future or a game in the future about the different future. Like, the characters...
Because this is making a lot of sense at this point.
The characters in the demo were using things like, oh, I'm going to capture this base now. Oh, quick, I'm going to pull aggro. Like, they were using MMO terms, but the characters in the game... Which I'm not sure if it was in the game or not. I don't know. The presentation was really weird, and we didn't see much more past that. So, as far as Xbox One exclusive, though, some are cool, some are really cool, some are just kind of expected.
Now, this is where Microsoft needs to really start shining.
Yeah, exclusives are the big bread and butter of these consoles. You know, you talk about the console wars. It's no one's going to argue. PS4 has better specs. It's got better hardware. It came in at a better price point. It didn't shove the Kinect or the PlayStation camera, in this case, down your throat, even though Xbox has made up for that.
I'm about to say, at this point, Microsoft has cut out everything they did wrong.
Right.
Now they have to start doing things right.
Is it too little too late?
Probably.
Probably, but this is why the console wars
that
are such a big
said,
thing.
Sony's stuff, getting titles out has not been quick. So
right,
they
but,
have
neither,
a
but neither has Xbox.
Well, that's
One.
What I'm saying. They
that's
have a chance
thing.
To catch up. Now.
Everything's been
because I don't have a next gen console because I haven't seen a reason. I want Microsoft to give me a reason to want the Xbox.
Maybe they have, and we're going to talk
maybe
about some
have.
Of this stuff. Forza Horizon 2, Forza 5, and I haven't heard of Forza Horizon 1, but Forza 5.
Sadly, oddly enough, neither have I.
It's the premium racing sim
Forza
on the market,
is, yes.
And I don't think anyone will
Forza
ever argue.
Turismo.
Gran Torino is a Clint Eastwood movie,
which is also amazing, by the way.
Death.
You should check out
Forza
Gran
Horizon
Torino.
2 and Forza 5. Also, probably has death in it, but not simulated death. It just redo. You know, you just drive back on the track. It's one of those driving games where if you can drive really well in this game, you could probably drive really well in a real car. So that's an exclusive.
Yeah, they actually the Forza team. Sorry guys, I've been up really late. Anyway,
that's fine.
The Forza team spends a lot of time with these actual cars on test tracks, getting everything right. So what you play in the game should be as close to reality as we can get.
Forza Horizon 2.
I want their job.
Dance Central Spotlight, which is just another dance game. I'm not
going
to even spend any time past this point.
Going.
Fable Legends,
Fable,
which is
again.
From Lionhead Studios, but it's interestingly enough not helmed by Peter Molyneux. So Peter Molyneux has been the guy behind all of the other Fable games. This is the first one that will not have Peter Molyneux. And you know what? I don't like Peter Molyneux.
I don't like him either.
I think he's
we probably just lost our fan base.
I think he's... Well, no. Seriously. I don't have a problem with Fable. I have a problem with Peter Molyneux. And it's one of those things where it's like, if I didn't...
It was that one time he cut you in line, wasn't it?
That was it. I was just trying to get my dairy. He went right in front. He thought his little bonbons were better. Anyway, that's a made-up story. But I didn't have a problem. If I would have a problem with Tim Schafer, I probably wouldn't play, you know, like Psychonauts or anything. So that's just me. But Fable Legends is coming out, and we didn't see much. We just talked about it a little bit. But what we did see is Ori and the Blind Forest. This looks like it's made by Hayao Miyazaki. It's not, but it looks like it is. It looks like a Studio Ghibli,
yeah.
You know,
which
type
should be
of
fun.
Type of thing. And it's an exclusive. So if there's
which
indie
is
titles.
What they need.
those indie titles for Sony's consoles, like Journey, and I can't.
That's what Sony did right. Was Ibn opening up to indie devs.
That's the thing that they're doing. Or in the Blind Forest is not indie, but it looks very indie. It looks hand drawn. It looks really, really nice. Moving on, the big one. Everyone sort of expected this. Halo 5 Guardians.
Woo!
Really, really enjoyed the, I guess, the little spot that they had for this. But they rolled it into something that we didn't really expect. We heard about it earlier in the year about them redoing Halo 2.
Right.
In the newer engine, much like they did Halo Anniversary for Xbox 360.
Which was awesome.
Halo 2 is sort of heralded as one of the best in the series.
I'm going to agree with
Halo
that.
Halo Reach, I would think, probably is the best.
Definitely. You know, By far. But leaps and bounds.
What they've done, or what they're doing, is later this year, probably in the fall, in fact, they're releasing the Halo Master Chief Collection.
And it's, this is what might make me get an Xbox.
This is for Xbox One. Of course, it's an exclusive because it contained the word Halo. It is the numbered game, so Halo 1 through 4, 1, 2, 3, and 4. It is featuring this unified UI, which means when you play the first game, it's going to be consistent with the last game. It's going to have playlists, which means you can play all the Warthog levels and all of the Halo games. So if there's a Warthog in it, you can play it. All of the multiplayer, the original multiplayer maps that have been released from Halo 1, over 100 maps, fully playable from day one. It includes all of it. Oh, this is all on one disc, by the way.
Yeah, because we have like Blu-rays.
Blu-rays. Microsoft, I'm sure, is still not okay with Blu-rays, but they're using it.
They pay Sony the license.
It'll all be in 1080p. It's going to include the TV show, live action TV show Nightfall, and a Halo 5 beta key. And the price point really gets me $60.
$60.
It's the price of a normal game. It's the price of what you paid for Halo 4 a year and a half ago. And you're getting all of the Halo games in 1080p. You could switch back and forth. You could use the old engine, the new engine. It's really awesome. And they showed some of that switching. If you played Anniversary Edition or Anniversary Halo 1 Anniversary, then you've probably seen the engine switching thing. It's not new anymore. But it is cool. And you know what? This may be exactly what you're saying. This may be what gets you into playing on an Xbox.
I probably would buy an Xbox if they released a Halo Edition Xbox along with this pack.
For no extra markup?
Don't they usually throw a markup on the Halo Edition? They've made one for every Xbox so far.
Yeah, so I would expect it, honestly.
But
Phantom Dust, which is an old IP that they're bringing back. I don't remember the original, so I didn't really care too much. Scalebound, which they showed us, it looks like this like mythological punk type of Ben 10-esque game where you have a dragon, the dragon fights another dragon, so it's
like Shadowrun.
Kind of like Pokemon, honestly, but you actually fight too, so it's like Monster Hunter. You have this weird ability to kind of, when I said Ben 10, you like can assimilate into the armor, so you're Mega Man and Ben 10, and it's called Scalebound.
Yes.
It looked nice. It looked like,
I missed that one.
It looked like the, I don't know, it looked like it had a lot of tongue in the way, like Ratchet and Clank, sort of.
That should be fun.
Crackdown, a new Crackdown. I'm not sure if it's Crackdown 3 or Crackdown Reboot, but Crackdown for Xbox One and then Crackdown 2 for Xbox 360. I love those games. Those were very fun.
Much fun was had.
Pretty. They were easy to level up your character and just jump around. Just jump from skyscraper to skyscraper, get in the big tank, blow everything up. But the coup de grace of the Microsoft conference and
right,
I guess of Xbox One entirely this E3 was Sunset Overdrive, which looks very pretty. I'm not sure I actually want to play it, though.
Well, here's the thing. You keep saying it looks pretty. We're a next gen.
If it doesn't look pretty,
they have failed.
If it doesn't look pretty and it's not Minecraft or like Thomas Was Alone or some ridiculously, you know, super indie title.
Fair enough.
We only had four colors to use, people. But yeah, Sunset Overdrive, where you kind of play against the drugged out, you know, super unsober as like these Jet Grind Radio or Jet Set Future. I merged those two games. Jet Grind Radio
Jet Set Future. Turismo. I would actually love to see a new Jet Set Radio.
That'd be nice.
That would blow my mind.
They did re-release it for PlayStation Network for PS3 and PS Vita. And that was the original. It wasn't Jet Set Future. It was actually Jet Set Radio, or Jet Grind Future, rather. I still have that on Dreamcast. It's really great to play it every now and then. But that was Microsoft. You know, they did a ton of non-exclusives. They did almost as many non-exclusives as they did exclusives.
And like I said, to me, I think these exclusives over the next year is what's going to make or break the Xbox One.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of ground to cover.
There are a few exclusives that it's like, the big ones obviously are the Halos.
Right. And that's what people want Xbox for.
Halo, Sunset Overdrive, the big takeaways are Halo, you know, the I'm going to bump both of them together. The Halo games and Sunset Overdrive, those are the big deals. Fable Legends, Fable was cool. At its like by its second or third iteration, it kind of played itself out, I felt. Forza is cool, but it's a niche market.
Forza is a very niche market. Like, I'm excited about it, but like, it's me and five other people.
I feel like, you know, if you want to play Forza, you don't use a controller. You use an actual driving setup.
Oh, yeah. You have a comfy chair. Everything and get it set up. Because, I mean, what it is like, okay, so you spent $2,000 on this setup for a video game. But you're driving a $200,000 car.
Right. You know, so, and it probably does, you probably have one of the cars from the game, you know.
You're just sitting in your living room.
Right, right. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can get a really nice setup to emulate it. And the people that play, these are the people that play competitively online. And, you know, it's not QuakeCon. It's not a huge convention of these people. It's maybe a few hundred, maybe even a few thousand. But not what you'd expect from a normal game. So I don't.
But anyway, saying that's not going to make the revenue. For
no,
Xbox.
No, it's going to be Halo.
It's going to be the Halos.
It's going to be Sunset Overdrive. It may be Crackdown. It may be these new IPs like Scalebound or Ori and the Blind Forest. But I don't expect Ori and the Blind Forest to be more than just one game. I don't expect it to be more, you know, romantic than Limbo was when it came out. So
the real question is, can Master Chief save Microsoft
again? Moving on to EA.
Oh, God.
EA.
What a good segue.
EA, again, this is the company that has been rated several times as one of the worst companies to work for, video game or not. But in the EA conference, they showed us some things we expected and some of the things we didn't expect. They went through their typical lineup of Madden, FIFA, PGA, and
sports games.
Everything looks.
I'll
say this. They said PGA looks really great because it uses the Frostbite engine. Now, the Frostbite 3 engine is what Battlefield 4 uses, that's great, except I don't care how good the PGA game looks. The
it's
characters,
still a PGA game.
The golfers still have this weird uncanny valley going, and it's really annoying.
Yeah, that's true. It's still golf at the end of the day.
They did, right. Like, how good does it need to look? It can only look so good, and then you can go outside and do the thing. So, Star Wars Battlefront was teased. This is a reboot, not Star Wars Battlefront 3. This is a restart, reboot, all the way back. They didn't show any gameplay. They showed a little bit of...
I was really hoping for some gameplay.
They showed some models. They showed like a documentary, like a developer documentary. And that was cool, but
I
wanted to see gameplay. I was let down by that, and I was let down by the Mass Effect tease that they did. They didn't show anything. They played the Mass Effect... Bum, 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 bum. The little Mass Effect dingle.
I'm gonna suck it up and play Mass Effect 3, I guess.
Mass Effect 3 is good.
I've heard so many bad things about
it. It was definitely better than the Mass Effect teaser that they didn't show. They also teased... they showed Mirror's Edge 2, some in-game graphics and stuff.
I really enjoyed Mirror's Edge. Except for the motion sickness constantly. But other than that, it was fun.
I love that because I think that's what got people into parkour in video games. People didn't do parkour
Titanfall.
Titanfall is all about. There's a Unity plugin. I can't remember what it's called, but there's a Unity plugin you can buy, and it's very cheap. And it's just a parkour plugin. You can add parkour to any of your Unity games using this engine that's essentially like a library for parkour. But that's what started it. Now Brink tried to do it, I guess. Brink was the one that did it after, but it was really bad.
But what would be really interesting to see integration with Oculus once they get going.
It would be nice. I'm worried about the future of video games because everything has Oculus support. Rift support. Again, they were also there, the Oculus Rift guys.
Right, of course.
They were very adamant about letting everybody know that their business is called Oculus and the product is called the Rift. So it's the Oculus Rift.
The Rift by Oculus.
So it's called the Rift by Oculus. So, you know, everything's Rift compatible or Rift, you know, whatever, required in some cases. I'm worried that everything's going to be put this thing on your head, quick, shut out the real world and do this. I don't need everything to be Rift compatible. Sometimes I like controlling things with a mouse and keyboard. Again, I've played with the Oculus Rift
In the future, Matt.
I've played with if they do the HoloDeck.
Jack into the Matrix.
I'm there.
It'll be fine.
Plug in. So Mirror's Edge 2, and then they ended it with Battlefield Hardline, which the beta is available right now. You can sign up and get into that. I actually did get into it.
So how are you enjoying that?
I have not played it. I downloaded it about 45 minutes ago
from
work because I can't download it at home.
6
gigs.
And now we all know what Matt does at work.
I have a VM spun up, Windows 7 Origin. That's all I do. I download it, put it on an SD card, send it home.
You know how sad it is that that's how you get your content?
Battlefield Hardline is so cool looking in its demo. It's cops and robbers, but it's like cops and robbers over the top. It's like GTA 5 cops and robbers, where you like steal a helicopter and then jump out of the helicopter and parachute down. And it looks like Battlefield 4. I mean, it's got the same feel, probably the same, of course, the same engine as Battlefield 4.
Right, right.
They've made the multiplayer seem like a scripted single player set of events. And that feels really, really cool. If you haven't checked it out, please check it out. Battlefield Hardline.
For sure.
We are going to cut to another song, and then we're going to come back.
I like songs.
This is 20% Cooler, if you catch the reference. Cool.
Crap.
20% Cooler by Ken Ashcore. I am MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And you're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And that was 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcorp. That's a My Little Pony song.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. They have like a really awesome riff. I feel like it's EDM all the way. I'm ready to dance.
I feel like
it's
20% cooler in about 10 seconds flat.
Yeah. It's too hot in this booth, in this room. And
I wish
it would get 30% cooler in this booth. We're going to roll right back into our E3 recap for the last 2 days, kicking it off with the Ubisoft conference. Far Cry 4. That was the big takeaway from Ubisoft. Far Cry 4, it's looking very, very good. You're in a different country. You're doing some stuff. The brutal villain. We saw 5 minutes of gameplay. And
yeah, I mean, it's the new Far Cry.
It's Far Cry.
Kind of what I think everyone expected.
The big takeaway in Far Cry 1 and 2, you didn't have a lot of hands-on or FaceTime, rather, with the villain, with the bad guys. You killed people,
you burned
forests and stuff in Far Cry 2. That was the big thing. You fixed cars.
With that one magical wrench.
You had that wrench and one bolt. In Far Cry 3, though, you had Voss. And Voss was really, really, really bad. I mean, he was a really good villain. In Far Cry 4, we see another suave villain. You know, he's kind of manic crazy. And, you know, so we're going to get more of that. They demoed
more on the actual villainy.
Yeah.
It's always good.
You know what I really wish? And I guess they've done it with the Batman Arkham games. But I wish they had more villains like the Joker in every game I've ever played. Because the Joker...
Which Joker are you referring to?
The actual Joker.
The actual...
Like
the
Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill, the animated series
Joker.
Incidentally, in 2013, this is a fun fact, 2013 TV Guide rated Batman the Animated Series the 7th best cartoon ever.
I could get behind that.
Fun fact.
It was an amazing cartoon.
I'm rewatching all of that as well as the new Adventures of Batman and Robin and the new Superman series.
You're watching a lot of good stuff.
I might even go into Batman Beyond. I don't know.
So when are you going to start reading the new 52?
they also showed off Just Dance 2015. Nothing new there.
Another dance game. Moving on.
Pharrell Williams and Ellie Goulding. They did demo a little bit more of The Division, but again, apparently there's a plague, and you know they showed
again,
a little
I
bit
just,
of the gameplay.
I feel like I'm kind of like done with these type of games. Post-apocalyptic-y.
They have the racing game, The Crew. It's one of the only racing games that's not a sim.
Mm-hmm.
And
there is a difference there. I like
Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit,
the original, not Hot Pursuit 2. Most Wanted.
Most Wanted they tried real hard to be Fast and the Furious, but that's okay.
No, like the story was whatever, but that was a fun game to just pick up, drive around, and get cops chasing you.
Right.
That was so much fun.
The cool thing about The Crew is that it's got some realism to it, much like the realism of like Euro Truck Simulator 2 or whatever. It may have you go from one side of the country to the other over 2 hours, stopping at certain cities to do things, but that's realistic. You know, if you're a drug runner or whatever, that's normally how it works.
Thanks, Matt. I've never been a drug runner.
I've
been curious about how you drug run.
They teased a little bit more of Assassin's Creed Unity, and then they moved on to Shape Up, which was, it's like Guitar Hero, but you dance around, sort of. Then they showed Valiant Hearts, which is sort of an indie title, but it's not. And they demoed Rainbow Six Siege, which is a new Tom Clancy Rainbow Six game, which
I'm Tom Clancy this year.
Well, Tom Clancy died.
I know. That's what's curious.
It's Anyway, Rainbow Six.
Red Faction, Rainbow Six.
I'm also playing the original Red Faction on PSN. But Red Faction, I did it again. Rainbow Six it's early in development, so it won't be a long time before we see it. So that was it. Let's move to the Sony press conference, because this is going to be the majority of the rest of the show.
And everyone really cares about.
There's a ton. They started it off big with the Destiny trailer.
Which, so excited about
Destiny
that.
Destiny looks really good. You know what? Destiny looks like Halo, though, and it makes sense
I wonder why,
well,
Matt.
The same you know, people.
Could be
The Destiny beta starts July 17th, but if you've got a PS4, you can play the Destiny beta this weekend. You straight up just like go to the website.
I'm gonna be watching video games.
And you sign up and you can get it. I'll get it, but I'll have to come up to I'll bring the PS4 up to work and like download it there.
I want your job.
They also demoed hardware wise a white PS4, which is gonna be released
the 9th.
Which
looks amazing, by
it
the
looks
way.
Beautiful.
Oh my god.
It is also gonna come in a Destiny bundle. So Destiny will be released by September 9th. Because it will be bundled with white controller, white PS4, and a 30-day trial of PS Plus.
Woo.
So they went right into some exclusives. The Order, which is awesome. The Order is, I think it's like The Order 1884, 1886, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a really cool, you know, monster-type game. It reminds me instantly of Dishonored. And I haven't seen...
Dishonored was a fun game,
Dishonored was fun, but I felt like it had a really weird art style, like big hands. Big hands. Like big.
Isn't that a song about like Blink-182?
Maybe.
I don't know.
The Order, Entwined was pitched, which is new. It looks like
about $10.
It's right now. It's available for PS4.
Huh.
Entwined, you each have it's like the game, I think Shatter, or at not Asteroids, Tempest. It's like the game Tempest, the old game Tempest, where you have like a cylinder and you have to fly around and hit the things, except there are two people. There's some controller magic where you can use the opposite analog sticks. And it's very thematic. Blues and oranges.
Interesting.
You make dragons. It's crazy.
Infamous.
Standalone Infamous Second Son DLC featuring what's her face? I can't remember the girl's name. The neon chick. Fetch.
They're all excited
Fetch.
About.
It's called First Light. Debuts in August. Also exclusive. You don't need Infamous Second Son to play this. It can be completely standalone. It's just standalone. It's Supreme Commander and then Supreme Commander First Forged Alliance.
Fair enough. Now, what I'm excited about.
Go ahead. What are you excited about?
Little Big Planet Part 3.
Dude. This is coming out in November.
Little Big Planet.
They have four playable types of characters in this game. So you've got Sackboy, you've got Toggle, which is like he can be a really fat guy or a really skinny guy. You've got, I can't remember the bird, but there's a bird. And then there's a dog.
Yes.
And the dog can wall jump, the bird can fly,
obviously,
and Toggle can be really heavy or really light. And
so it'll be interesting to see how these mechanics play in with
Media Molecule demoed a couple things of in-game play. It seems like some of their devs aren't really that great at their own game. Like, I was judging them. I was scrutinizing their gameplay
so
hardcore.
Just because you can make a game doesn't mean you can play a game.
Absolutely. Bloodborne, which I don't know. Bloodborne is just this new IP. It's this... you know, not like, I want to say it's like the Jack the Ripper type of thing, but with zombies or undead or something. I don't know.
That's another thing I'm tired of, zombies.
Zombies are kind of getting played out with Walking Dead. They also did
I'm
Dead Island.
I'm the only one in the world that doesn't like that show.
They did Dead Island 2 also. Dead Island 1 was horrible. I don't know. The intro, like, the trailer was
so
the
bad.
Best part.
I mean, Left 4 Dead has been the best zombie thing out. I'm going to say that here.
And that's, I think Dead Island tried to do Left 4 Dead Plus. It didn't really
do it
though.
Work.
So they also, in the Sony thing, they went over Far Cry 4 and they did an interesting mechanic, which I thought was really awesome. Far Cry 4, you can invite people into your game to play Far Cry 4 with you, against you, even if they don't own the game. And this is something that Nintendo's done with its mobile platform, with the 3DS and the DS, with Mario Kart or whatever. You would essentially stream out just the match that you have.
Right.
It would connect. It would download the small chunk of data because it's just a DS game. It's a couple hundred megs total, and
max,
you're just doing it over an ad hoc network. But on PS3 and PS4, you can stream the game to them and play with that person, and you don't even have to own the game.
And you're talking about streaming games. That's the new thing coming out now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's hosting on the hardware.
We have that a little bit down later with PS Now.
Yes.
I guess we can hit it now.
We can hit it up.
So PS Now, PlayStation Now, was originally called Gaikai, which was, they bought it earlier last year, I believe. And everyone was talking all that good stuff about how it was going to revolutionize things, and there were all these naysayers. But they say that it's almost ready, or pretty much ready now.
And then Steam has their thing going, where you can stream from your desktop client to a crappy laptop.
To a laptop, to a NVIDIA Shield or something.
Yeah, an NVIDIA Shield even.
PlayStation Now, apparently you can stream PlayStation 3 games, PlayStation 1 games, PlayStation 2 games, you know. You'll be able to stream things like that to your PlayStation 4, because now without backwards compatibility, it won't work.
Right, right.
The open beta for PS4 opens July 31st, and for PS3 and for PS4, I'm sorry, and for PS Vita, excuse me, and get this, select Sony TVs. So the idea is that you have a controller that's Bluetooth, like a DualShock 3.
Right, right.
You connect to certain models of Sony TV, and you're able to stream content via the PlayStation Network to the TV. No console required. It's built in. It's a smart TV. You can do that, and you can play. They're going to be doing a very similar thing where you can stream PlayStation Vita games.
Now, you see, what I can't wait for is the future, whenever, like, all you have is the Vita, the future Vita.
Right.
And it's as powerful as the consoles that we have now.
Well,
you just carry that around with you and connect to your TV.
So they actually sort of demoed that.
I know.
They demoed the PlayStation TV.
Very close.
They've got the PlayStation TV, which was called the PlayStation Vita TV or whatever.
Right.
TV Vita in Japan. For $99, it will play most PS Vita games, PlayStation Portable games, PlayStation 1 games, and it will stream PlayStation 4 content via the remote play feature, and it'll also work with PlayStation
Now.
Awesome. So it's like you just buy the TV, and it's DualShock 3. Which again, it's not DualShock 4, so it won't stream PlayStation 4 games, except with remote play, which means that you have to have the right controller for it. But it will do all this other stuff. So essentially, they've eliminated, and I say they've eliminated, they need to price this correctly. This is important. You need to subscribe to this thing. That's not what they've said. They said, buy games and things. I don't want to buy games. I want to pay for it like I pay for Netflix, and
that's
I want to be able to play any game that's in there. For that subscription, I want to play as many games as you have for $10 a month.
I could get behind
you
that.
Know, they did it for GameFly, but the problem was you get scratched discs, you have multiple discs,
right.
You have to wait on the mail. But this,
God, mail.
It's as fast as your internet connection, and it's as fast as their servers. That way, you're not buying games and streaming games and having games that you don't ever actually have.
Looking at you, Gabe.
You don't, download games.
Yeah, I have them. I don't play them. I'm talking about Steam. Summer sale, by the way.
It's coming up.
It's coming up. I don't know why I'm excited. I'm just going to buy
get all your money ready.
New games that I'm not going
to
play.
Back to the games. Exclusives. Last of Us is coming to PS4. We sort of already knew that.
Yeah.
I unfortunately own it for PS3, and I'm playing through it now, and it's a really good game. I definitely see why people liked it. Maybe it's not as big as the hype was,
the hype on that got crazy.
It's not bad in any way, but it isn't the best game ever. I feel it's just a really, really good game,
which is really where the hype went.
But it's coming to PS4, and oddly enough, Last of Us infected characters are coming to Diablo, the Ultimate Evil Edition, for PS4. I'm not sure why. It's a weird marketing move because Naughty Dog, which did Last of Us, and Blizzard, which does Diablo 3, aren't the same company.
No,
but they're doing it.
You have that.
Magicka 2 is an exclusive.
That should be fun.
I don't know if that's a console exclusive or an exclusive period. Because Magicka 1 is on PC.
Right.
I imagine Magicka 2 is going to be on PC as well. But for consoles,
I imagine it's a console.
This is a console exclusive. Something really awesome, though, I'm really happy about. Tim Schafer, the whole people over at Double Fine Studios, they're not making Psychonauts 2. They're making Grim Fandango as an exclusive.
Which is going to be awesome.
For PS4 and PS Vita. A full remake. I probably will get the. And I think it's cross-buy. So you buy it on one, you get it on the other. Then they demoed a bunch of indie stuff. Broforce, Titanfall is not a hero. Hotline Miami 2. Make sure I underline that enough.
Yeah, get that right there.
And the Talos Principle, which is by Team Crow Team that did Serious Sam. Those are all of these really awesome indie studios.
And like I said, that's where PlayStation's got the market, is their openness to indie devs.
Well, they've opened to indie devs more, and there's something
even
later
more.
Down. We're gonna talk about it. about how they're making it a better platform for people. But again, for the sake of time, we'll move on.
Moving on.
Let It Die from the creators of Killer7 and No More Heroes, exclusive. Abzu, which is from the team that made Journey. Abzu looks like you're like swimming in the ocean, looking at some underwater stuff.
I missed that.
Journey was a fantastic game, very indie, very awesome.
Yeah, Journey was very good.
Abzu looks to be something very similar. Hopefully it'll capture the same type of feeling that Journey, because Journey was one of the best games I've ever played, I hands down. I can explain why. Maybe we'll take some time later, or I'll write a blog post about it, but Journey's really good. If you haven't played it, it's worth like the $5 to get in. Probably the best game at E3, literally, the best game at E3 is No Man's Sky. This is going to be getting a lot of my money, as much money as I can throw at it to get the game. No Man's Sky, procedurally generated space sci-fi themed simulation with an infinitely expanding universe, i.e. each player starts on their own planet. The game developers have already admitted, we know what assets are in the game, but we don't know what you're going to experience. We have programmed it.
Which is an interesting concept.
That the programmers and the developers don't know what you're going to get. That's awesome.
It's crazy.
You have the ability to travel between planets eventually. And imagine this like Minecraft, right? You all have your own Minecraft world. And
you're
able to go between your realms or whatever, your Minecraft realm, and go to other Minecraft peoples. And you could form a band, you can form a team and go and fight, you know, whatever. But it's got an awesome, almost like Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon look to it. It's got some neon, some really awesome pinks and purples.
Yeah, which is, colors are awesome.
I like pastels.
If you don't like colors, then you can get out.
It's pastels, really nice. If you're colorblind, I'm sorry. This game, it looks fantastic. They demoed a little bit of Project Morpheus, which is the direct competitor, along with Valve's headset, to the Oculus's Rift. They said Project Morpheus is really bright. It's a very, very bright headset. Mm-hmm. Bright, like the screen's really bright.
That's good.
They have
a resolution on that yet?
No, not that I know of. I imagine it'll be at least in 1080p. I mean, something weird equivalent pixel per inch ratio to make it.
Because that's the issue right now with the Rift is, new one is out. Yeah,
it's 1080p.
Sure. I haven't got the new one yet.
It's 1080p, but the pixel per inch ratio.
Right. The problem, you get a very bad screen door effect because you're staring right at the screen.
You need more pixels in the space where you need like 5 pixels in the space of 1 pixel.
Right, exactly.
Which means the cost of the displays are going to grow up, whatever. YouTube is coming to PS4 later this year, which means because of their share factory, their shared capabilities on the game console, which every game console now, with the exception of the Wii U, all real game consoles.
Although that being said, I really want the new Mario Kart, but I don't want to buy a Wii U to get it.
The new Zelda looks good, but we'll get to that later. So YouTube come in, PS4 later this year, you'll be able to directly upload your shared video or your cut videos to YouTube.
Yeah.
You'll also be able to update and change or interact with spectators rather on Ustream and Twitch. They said like if you wanted to talk smack to the spectator or to the person you're watching, you can. That sounds like a horrible idea. I don't know why
terrible.
They want to do that. It sounds like, you're in a Skype call where you are connected to 100,000 other people if you're really popular.
Have you been on the internet ever?
I imagine that's going to be a toggle switch, and it's going to be always an off for me. Now, this is the really awesome thing. They demoed Mortal Kombat X. They showed that off, and it was
pretty
cool.
That looked awesome.
It was gory. It was fatality. Finish him. You know, it was the same thing. This is what really got me. Over the next year, over the next 12 months, PlayStation Network rather is going to be releasing over 25 free to play games for PlayStation 4, which means it's expanding the platform even more. It's doing more. Yeah, it's indie. Yeah, it's got awesome exclusives, more exclusive than the Xbox has at this point now.
Yep.
In development, you know what they can produce. That's another thing.
Once they start coming out, that's what's going to be the kicker.
But they've got 25 free to play games like PlanetSide and a few others that I can't remember. PlanetSide was the big one. PlanetSide 2. But that's really cool. There was talk of the comic TV show, like episodic TV show called Powers, which was I'm not sure. It looked like it didn't really impress me. But then they showed Metal Gear Solid 5, the Phantom Pain trailer, which looks awesome, even though it was leaked like a couple days ago. Batman Arkham Knight, which looks awesome. It looks so good. Kevin Conroy came back.
Cannot wait.
I'm not enjoying Arkham Origins.
Arkham Origins is not as good
as Arkham City.
As even Arkham City.
Or Arkham Asylum.
Arkham Asylum was their first try was the best, in my opinion.
Well, so Arkham Knight's the only other game that's made by Rocksteady. Everything else was made by like WB Games,
WB
Studios.
Oh, that's right.
So they took
maybe
the idea.
Maybe that was the issue.
Because at this point, like, the Batman game for the regular Nintendo, if you want to make that the retro game this week, that was better than Batman Origins at this point.
Yeah. I'm disappointed on the money I spent on Origins.
They said Uncharted 4, Thief's End, of course, it's starring Nathan Drake, another exclusive, and Ratchet and Clank. Not only are they getting a movie in 2015, they're getting a remake for the PlayStation 4.
Am I the only one who thinks that's a terrible idea?
A movie?
A Ratchet and Clank movie?
They're doing Ratchet and Clank, and they're doing Sly Cooper, Thievius Raccoonus, which I think is going to look awesome. To top it all off, before we cut to a break, GTA 5, Xbox One, PS4, and PC this fall.
Coming to it.
PS3 and Xbox 360 users can update their online profile and game progress, keep their characters, which should happen. I can only imagine the PC mods. The mods for PC are going to be awesome.
Yeah, obviously. Because I mean, that's like, what PC is about.
GTA 4? They have so many mods for that game. It's awesome. GTA
they
San
made
Andreas.
An MMO out of San Andreas.
San Andreas had an MMO. I can't remember what Worlds of San Andreas or something.
Something. It was great. It was hilarious.
Anyway, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna cut to a song. This is actually supposed to segue from the Powers thing with the comics. This is the Ballad of Barry Allen. Do you know who Barry Allen is?
Barry Allen.
That is the Flash's real name.
Oh, Barry Allen. I feel like a bad nerd for not knowing that.
That's DC. It's not that bad. What? Come on. That was a joke.
I'm leaving again.
Anyway, the Ballad of Barry Allen is kind of a sad story. It's by Jim's Big Ego. That's the band name. But it's about how, like, pretty much, like, nobody understands the Flash because he's...
No, I'm still stuck on that. It's just a DC character. Yeah. Really, Matt? Really?
I mean, it's the Flash.
It's the Flash. You could have said that. You know, you had to go to DC.
Anyway, the Ballad of Barry Allen.
I'm going to stare at you like this for the rest of the show.
For the sake of time, just assume the entire... time during the song he's staring at me just like this. Ballad of Barry Allen. I'm MG
and I'm Red Bear staring at MG.
You're listening to Experience Points on South Houston Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
You're still staring at me.
Yep.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And this is the ballad, or that was the Ballad of Barry Allen by Jim's Big Ego.
DC's better than Marvel.
DC and Marvel.
DC's better than Marvel.
It's definitely better than, like, Dark Horse. But
that
Dark
doesn't
Horse
even
comics.
Count for anything.
Sandman comics. So we were going to go into E3 with Nintendo, and then we're going to close with the show, but we kind of ran out of time.
What did they do?
Let's just sum it up real quick. Nintendo didn't like doing a live event the right way like everyone else did. So just to sum it up.
I'll be honest. I'm worried about Nintendo. They need to get
Nintendo,
on their game.
Nintendo is doing this thing where it's like they wanted to do something with Zelda. Okay, so they did something with Zelda. And then they wanted to do a new Smash Brothers. Okay, so they did Smash Brothers. And then they're doing something with Smash Brothers and toys. I don't understand that.
Do something cool, interesting,
it's just,
new.
It's not, they didn't do anything really to speak of. And they did this Mario Maker, which lets you just, it's Mario with a level builder. That's cool, I guess. Anyway.
Still not interesting.
We are the hosts of Experience Points.
That is true.
This is the interim season 5.5.
This is where it gets real.
This is where it gets real before it gets even more real. Whoa. We Battlestar Galactica on top of our Galactica. Metaphors.
All over the place.
Metaphors included. But we will be back, maybe not both of us, but certainly one of us will be back next weekend, providing, like, you know, it's not raining and it's still in the air and everything's still good.
I hope they still make video games
the,
in the future.
The goal is next week to talk about, you know, now the internet's had 1 week to deal with E3, you know, what's happened.
What's happened on the internet.
Because we still do have a little bit of game time on the floor at E3. Something could happen. Something crazy could go on. I was happy, though, to see on Spike TV. I don't know if we said this, but Spike TV
wow.
And Twitch, they both need better hosts. I mean,
that is a true statement.
We can still do this show remotely if they want to hire us to.
Yeah, we could. I believe we would probably do way better.
Well, I was telling someone about this earlier. It's important to have people
awesome.
Who love video games to talk about video games. They had Adam Sessler, they had a few other people. It was good.
I like Adam Sessler. He's cool.
We are running out of time. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points, right?
Experience Points.
So we're going to leave you with an awesome song. This is Lightbringer by Pentakill.
Boom.
Again, I'm MG.
I'm still Red Bear. We're going
to end it one more time. You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
For real, this is the last time.
I'm Red Bear.